Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Jamestown Community Chorus, and specifically, B.J. Whitehouse is here. Welcome back, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And Jessica Wilson. Welcome back, Jessica.
Thank you, Mike. Delighted to be here.
Nice to have you both with us and talking about the Jamestown Community Chorus and the events that are coming up in a very short period of time, just a little over a week away to the concert that's going to be held on May 3rd and May 4th. We'll get details about that. It has a little bit of a French theme, eh? Vive la différence. I used my perfect French for that, of course. BJ, what is the inspiration for a concert like this?
The whole idea here is that the men will sing by themselves a number of numbers, and the women will sing on their own as well, and then we'll come together for a number of tutti pieces. The Vive la Différence refers to, let's listen to just men's chorus for a while, and let's listen to just women's chorus, and then we get together for a couple of pieces as well.
Not the fact that you went to France one time and you got inspired.
No, actually, I got inspired by the song Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. The Irving Berlin song,
sure,
Man,
you
Get Your Gun.
Well.
And that will be in our sing-along, by the way. But as I started thinking about the men and women and competition, I decided that instead, let's showcase the different sounds. So in the men's pieces, there's a lot of big show pieces as well as music from around the world. And then the women, exactly the same. There are folk tunes, and there are Niška Banja from Serbia, for example, showcasing women's voices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. And now the Jamestown Community Chorus, Jessica, has been around for quite a while. As a matter of fact, we talked off air that started back in 1949.
That's correct.
And about how many people are involved with the chorus at this point?
We have 45 to 50 in the chorus this session, I think.
Okay, and roughly split, probably, I let me guess, about a third and two-thirds, male to female?
I don't think so, no. What happened is we actually have more basses than we have sopranos.
How about that?
That's a first. And be honest, as I think in any chorus, it's always difficult to find the best-looking group of tenors, but the basses, the altos, and sopranos are actually balanced with about 13 or 14 each.
Well, that's terrific. And if people want to get involved, we'll cover how you can do that. But specifically, we want to talk about this upcoming concert. Where is it going to be, Jessica?
It's taking place at the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown, 99 Narragansett Avenue. And we've had many concerts there, so anyone who's attended one of ours has possibly been there already. It's on the corner in Jamestown at the only blinking traffic light on the island.
There you go. It shouldn't be too hard to find then.
No, it's easy to find.
Well, there are some other blinking lights at the toll booths, right?
But no, there aren't.
I mean, they blink sometimes when I go through with an expired credit card. but at any rate, Jamestown is a beautiful place. If you haven't been there recently, if you're coming from our side of the bay, make the trip over the bridge, the Jamestown Bridge, and get there and support this great concert coming up. That's going to be on Saturday night, March 3rd, and Sunday, no.
May 3rd.
That's what I said. I was trying to catch you, and you did a very good job at that. Saturday night, May 3rd, and Sunday afternoon, May 4th?
3 p.m. on May 4th.
All right, great. Let's get to some music, BJ, and tell us what you have for us first.
Well, the first thing you're going to hear is a Georgian chorus, not from Georgia down south of the United States. This is in Asia. The Georgian men's choruses are a long tradition of very, very vibrant singing, absolutely, and some of it is beautiful. This is called Skenis Nuri, which translates to the Georgian horse riding song. And a lot of the music, from what I understand, and I'm not fluent in Georgian, that's for sure, but the text refers to I have traveled from Kiatura to Tbilisi to see you on my beautiful horse, and my thoughts have been with you, and I love you, and that's pretty much it. But it is sung with very little regard for subtlety.
Uh-huh.
So when the men sing these, they are sung with great gusto.
Great gusto. Let's listen to that. Certainly a rousing rendition to get us in the mood. Now, you mentioned there's going to be lots of different styles of singing, so that's the men starting off with great gusto and probably showing off. Talking about going from town to town, maybe the Georgian version of Route 66.
I think so. With not a Corvette, but with a nice horse, perhaps.
With a horse, right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little dated, but that's good. And as far as the chorus is concerned, the chorus rehearses once a week?
Exactly. Mondays. This rehearsal schedule has been a challenge over the past few months in trying to rehearse the men who are singing 8 pieces, the women who are singing 9 pieces, and the full chorus singing 5 or 6 pieces. So people have been very compliant in showing up one week and not the next, mm-hmm. whereas we have typically met every week, every Monday throughout a rehearsal period. So the folks have done a really nice job in learning the music and dealing with what I've had to do is change things quite a bit from our normal rehearsal patterns, and they've adapted very nicely.
Well, that's a good thing, and I would imagine that it's still interesting, even if you were not involved. And for example, Jessica, do you ever go on the nights when it's just the guys and listen, or do you not do that? That's not allowed.
I almost did one night because I didn't consult my schedule list.
Oh, not on purpose, though, right?
No.
All right. Well, that's a good thing, I guess, to consult the schedule. And let's get to another piece of music and tell us what's second.
This piece is one of my absolute all-time favorites. It's got to be in my top 5, and it's for men's chorus. And the recording we're going to listen to is from my alma mater at Bowling Green State University, their men's chorus. And this is where I did it for the first time. The text is based on Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. There is a tide in the affairs of men which take unto the flood leads unto fortune. And it was set by Robert Elmore, probably in the early 1960s, perhaps. The piano piece, the piano part, is on its own rather spectacular. Oh. And I'm sure that Janet Grant has looked at this askance a few times. She's our accompanist. But she has toughed it out and has learned the piece beautifully. It ranges from super-duper quiet at the beginning to quite boisterous at the end. And I think that for 30 years ago, as a young man singing this, I didn't quite understand the whole idea of what the song for today is. But what it refers to, obviously, is the tide in the affairs of men. Today's a good day to do what you need to do. So again, one of my top five pieces is Robert Elmore's Song for Today.
Beautiful and impressive music, BJ. And I guess, as you mentioned, lots of different things. We talked off air about the fact that not only do you have to have sopranos and tenors and all voice parts, but this next piece is going to call for something just a little bit different. And Jessica has been working on this too, so we're going to get her opinion on how this is going to work.
Well, we've had enough of men for a while. And so this is a women's piece. This was suggested by one of our younger members, and I was unfamiliar with it. I was even unfamiliar with the original piece by Leadbelly. Huddy Leadbetter was a blues singer, and he sang the song Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie. And when I heard the song, I said, well, that's kind of cute. And it's four-part. The four-part arrangement is about as four square as you can get in terms of women's voices. But then I saw the video on one of the internet services of the body percussion that goes along with this. Now, the body percussion, normally you just step, clap, or something like that. This is actually eight beats worth of unbelievably confusing movement, and then you're supposed to sing the song at the same time.
Hmm.
So I would ask anybody who's interested in this, go ahead and go on to YouTube or something and put in Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie by Maura Smiley, who's the woman who arranged it, and see if you can rub your belly and tap your head at the same time.
I was just going to say
exactly.
That.
Exactly. It's very challenging, and a number of the women, I didn't expect everybody to get this, so what we're doing is a number of women who do have it will come down front to perform. Mm-hmm. The body percussion while everybody else sings their parts and so forth. But it's, A, challenging because you can't hold your music because your hands are pretty busy and your feet and everything else. And then what happens is throwing the body percussion as well. It's been quite a challenge.
And Jessica, you're gonna attempt this next week, right?
Actually, I'm very relieved to hear BJ say that not everybody may end up performing the body percussion.
So you haven't made the final cut yet, but
no,
we'll see.
I think I have it.
All right.
But it involves clapping, stomping, and memorizing the song, which is not very long, but it's a lot to keep track of all at once. And I think probably only the women who do it best should be out there on the front line.
All right, there we go. All right. So that's what we're about to hear now?
Exactly. Bring Me a Little Water, Sylvie.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with BJ Whitehouse and Jessica Wilson from the Jamestown Community Chorus. And Jessica, if people are interested in attending the concert next week on May 3rd or 4th, they can do that how? How will they get information?
They can call, and their call will be returned, 401-423-1574. Or they can look at the chorus website, jamestownchorus.com.
All righty. And I'm guessing that after listening to that last song before the break with the with all the rhythm that was involved, tickets for this are going to be twice as much as usual, right, PJ? Because that sounds very hard to do.
You would think that we would charge a lot more for that type of performance and entertainment, but no, we're going to stick with our $15 general admission and $13 for seniors and students.
What a deal. What a deal. So that's in Jamestown. Cross the bridge if you don't live on Jamestown and go and see and support this concert. And we have lots of different kind of music tonight, and that's a good thing. We've listened to three pretty different things so far. What's next on our list?
Well, the next piece is going to be familiar to many people. It's by Mendelssohn, and it's his evening song, Abendlied. And it was originally written for women. It's a song we've sung a number of times in the past. It's in German. It's absolutely beautiful. We're talking, it's, you know, basically strophic. It's three verses, a little bit of change in there. So technically it is in bar form, but we have, this is probably the most familiar, I would think, of all the pieces in the concert, aside from a couple of the folk songs that we'll be doing that are somewhat familiar to people. But Abendlied, I'm sure that our listeners have heard this before.
Jessica, I live in Providence, and in Providence, most of the people in my neighborhood are involved with Brown University or Rhode Island School of Design, and we have a lot of people that speak a lot of languages, because I can walk down my street and hear three or four things, but we're obviously not as well educated as Jamestown, because you must do more than three or four languages for all the music you got involved here, right?
Well, in this concert, we have English, of course, French, German, Latin, Serbian, Georgian, and I may be leaving one out, I'm not sure. But it's quite an international selection of music.
Wow. BJ, no Italian, eh?
In this particular case, no. It seems a little odd that we would leave Italian out, but it's nothing personal to the Italian community.
All right, how you doing? All right, I'll go anyway. All right. if that's the way you want to be about my people, it's okay, you know. But no, this sounds like it's going to be very interesting. Is there a specific challenge as a teacher or the director to get the people to pronounce or say things exactly the way they should be, or do you just kind of?
Well, we're blessed in our chorus that, for example, Jessica is fluent in French, and I use her as my kind of go-to person for French pronunciation. We also have German speakers. We have Russian speakers. My Latin actually is pretty good. I studied at Ed Bowling Green with the fellow who wrote the book on choral diction for Latin. Hmm. But we also have a few folks who speak Latin or have written it and so forth in their earlier days. So we're pretty well represented. Italian and Spanish we have sung in as well. The Georgian has presented quite a challenge in that I've had to write out transliteration, and I put right at the bottom or at the top of the transliteration with my profound apologies to the Georgian people. But we had to, I did the best I could in using phonetics to write it out. But again, we'll have Jessica has stepped forward. My wife speaks French. We have other French speakers in there, but Jessica is my kind of go-to person for French. And as she said, I hadn't even really noticed, but we have six or seven languages represented in the concert.
Well, there you go. And what's up with this next piece? It's going to be track number...
Well, I know your listeners will be very familiar with Randall Thompson, a famous American composer, especially of choral music, of large choral pieces, Testament of Freedom and so forth, and one of my favorite pieces in Alleluia. And then he took Robert Frost poems, and he came out with a cycle of four pieces called, he entitled Frostiana. This particular piece, I think he took on as a challenge, because it's almost sung entirely in unison by women, and it's based on a poem by Robert Frost, obviously, called A Girl's Garden. The piano part is the exciting part, because it's basically a folk tune, and it doesn't break into parts until the very last page of the coda. But I think most community choruses across the country, at some point, the women have sung this piece.
All right, we'll listen to it. Jamestown Community Chorus, being a long, long time entity within the community, has done lots of good things besides making people happy with their music. You also donate and contribute to the community in a very interesting form. I know that in the past you told me about CDs that you donate to the library, right?
Exactly, Mike. Over the years, we take our mission very seriously, which is to encourage choral singing in our community. So over the years, we provided to the Jamestown Philharmonic Library, the local public library, well over 80 CDs and DVDs. of choral music, of opera performances, of teaching the great courses programs of, and we provided courses on Brahms and Shostakovich and Beethoven, as well as some of the music you're listening to today is from some of those recordings. Mm-hmm. The Randall Thompson Testament of Freedom CD is there, and then, you know, works by Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, modern choral works. We try to keep the community apprised of what's going on in choral music, whether it's from the 1700s or from the present day. So the chorus has, I think, taken its charge of encouraging choral music very seriously and has tried to provide the community with resources that they can listen to music and study music, or just for their own pleasure, take it out of the library.
Excellent. And I know that, Jessica, people can contribute to this in one way or another by going to the website, but you also mm-hmm. have advertisers that you have in your programs and so forth, right?
Yes, there are many businesses who are generous enough to advertise in our program. And we are happy to receive contributions if anybody is so moved at our mailing address, P.O. Box 602, Jamestown 02835.
Occasionally people can't make the concert and they might be moved to listen to this show and send you a check, so I hope that helps out. Let's get to another piece of music and tell us what we have now.
This is one of the more modern pieces that we're doing. It was written within the last 6 years. By a Norwegian composer and sung by the Majestuo Kammerchor, the chamber chorus. And it's a setting of Ubi Caritas, which has been set, it's part of the liturgy and been set by many, many people. And it starts off as if we were going to be in plain chant and then takes some beautiful little twists and turns harmonically. It, again, was suggested by one of our members. I was very unfamiliar with it. And as I played through it, I was thinking to myself, this... it could be from the Romantic era, except you'll hear enough harmony that is of the 21st century in open minor or major seconds and so forth throughout the piece that it's a beautiful piece of music. Ubi Caritas.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Ubi Caritas et amor.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Jessica Wilson of the Jamestown Community Chorus, and we're talking about the upcoming concerts, which will be on May 3rd and 4th next week, and in Jamestown. We'll give you details about where and when and what time exactly and how to get tickets in a few moments. But in the last segment, we talked about some of the nice things that the chorus has done for the community over the years. And there's one other thing. Jessica, you talked off air about a music award. Tell us what's that about?
Yes. Well, as part of our mission to encourage choral singing and enjoyment of music in the community, we offer an award, which is an amount of money that will be awarded to anybody of any age can apply for this. Hmm. And it's not just for students in school. If there's an older musician or anyone of any age, they can apply. It can be used for lessons, for music, to go toward an instrument, and just to encourage the enjoyment of music in the Jamestown community.
Excellent. And that's going to take place on Sunday, BJ?
We award, the music award will be given at the break or at the intermission on Sunday. And we've had a number of awards given out in the past few years. One of the guest accompanists is going to be one of our former award winners who's come back to help play. And I noticed one of our award winners from some years back now, Sam Hollister, a Jamestown young man at North Kingstown High School, has been nominated for any number of awards, National Honor Society and so forth, but he was also named as one of 52 Rhode Island students as presidential award winners in academics. And Sam is a fantastic pianist as well as a fantastic student. I've talked with his dad many times about Sam, and Sam is going off, and probably because of our music award, is going off to study engineering.
Oh, there you go. But it went to a good use anyway.
Absolutely.
All right. The music we've been talking about and listening to so far this evening has been a wide range, a variety of different styles, and that's going to continue, right?
It gets a little wider with this one.
Okay.
The piece is written by former Brown University president Ron Nelson, and it's a setting for men's chorus. Again, you're going to be listening to a version by the Bowling Green State University men's chorus. Again, probably not as good as when I was in it, but this particular recording is of Behold Man, which is basically it's that whole concept of the Greek view of Ecce Homo, what a work is man. And so Behold Man is the great work of God, as is man. And so this is almost like a fanfare being sung about how wonderful this work is.
Creature of his own.
did you, I don't know if boisterous is the correct word, but that was big.
It was big.
That was big.
That was very big.
That was very big. Let's get right to the next piece. The
next piece is by Malcolm Dalglish, who is actually a former folk musician out of Vermont, I believe. And this is from a large work he wrote called Hymnody of the Earth. And one of the reasons I chose it, aside from being mostly women with a little baritone at the end there, is that it's by my favorite poet, Wendell Berry, called Over the River.
I want to thank both of you for coming in tonight and being part of Conducting Conversations. Jessica, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
And before you go, I'm going to ask you one more time to give us the phone number and website.
The phone number is 401-423-1574. The website is jamestownchorus.com. I want to say, too, that tickets will be available at the door.
Okay.
But if people want to reserve them in advance, they can go to those number and website.
It's always better to be safe and get them in advance. You never know what could happen. And that's going to be on May 3rd and 4th. And where?
At the Central Baptist Church, 99 Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown.
Excellent. And BJ, thanks to you for being here and bringing your vast knowledge of the various kinds of music. It's always great to hear the behind-the-scenes stories of some of these pieces of music that you bring to us. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure being here. And WCRI has been a very good friend to the Jamestown Community Chorus over the last few years.
Well, it's a great group, and we'd love to support it. And we hope all the listeners will get out and support these concerts. It would be great to have full houses and wouldn't it be nice to turn away some people that thought they were going to buy tickets at the door?
Well, it's not nice to turn people away, but it's the problem you want.
There you go. All right, BJ, we do have one more piece of music. Tell us about this.
Well, I think our favorite composer of the past few years in the Jamestown Chorus has been Morten Lauridsen, and he has a large piece known as Lux Aeterna, which has been performed in the area many times, and I extracted a piece from this. It will be in the program, sung by everybody, the Onata Lux. It's the third chorus from a much larger work. But if you are familiar with Morten Lauridsen, he is probably the preeminent American composer for choral music at present times.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.